So we were discussing the three Shema Minas on the bottom of Hayomid Aleph to Hayomid Beis. And we were up to the last one. We were in the middle of the last one, and that's where I want to pick up. So again, one more time. The Gemara in Hayomid Beis tells us that according to Rabbi Akiva, how do we know that Bir Chametz takes place at Chatzos on Yom Yudalid? Not the typical Limud, Ach Chilek, which is how we, you know, mostly Paskin, but the Limud of Rabbi Akiva. What is the Limud of Rabbi Akiva? So if you look here again at the wide lines, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarech, Harehu Omer, Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisu Sar Mibateichem, Uksiv Kol Malacha Lo Sasu, Umatzino Halahavara Shihi Av Malacha. Okay, so these three bullet points, you can call them, add up to the following idea. It basically means that Rabbi Akiva said, how is it possible that the Pasuk Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisu Sa'or Mibateichem, the Pashtus, it sounds like it applies to Yom Tov, but that's completely inconceivable, because if it would apply to Yom Tov, it would entail doing malacha on Yom Tov, because you have to burn chametz on Yom Tov. And we know that burning, that sreifa, is an av malacha. And therefore, since it's inconceivable that it means what it says, it must mean something else. So the Yom Rishon, instead of referring to the first day of Yom Tov, apparently refers to the day before Yom Tov. And previously I've already made the suggestion that, or it is the first day of Yom Tov, but the broader first day, the day of Pesach, not the day of Chag HaMatzos. Okay, so either way, that is Rabbi Kiva's Limud. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Hayomid Aleph, in the beginning of Hayomid Beis, Amarava Shema Mina Mid Rabbi Kiva Tlas. There are three assumptions, three premises upon which Rabbi Kiva's Shita is based. Shema Mina In Bir Chametz Al Asreifa. The first one is that apparently Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Bir Chametz is Al Yidei Sreifa, not Hashpasasa B'chol Davar, because if he held Hashpasasa B'chol Davar, there would be no contradiction between Yom Tov, no clash between Yom Tov and Bir Chametz, right? You could, you know, there are halachically proper ways to get rid of chametz, you know, hashpasasa b'chol davar, even on Yom Tov. So the first Shema Mina is Embir Chametz al Asreifa, according to Rabbi Akiva. The second Shema Mina we spent a lot of time on, and that is Havara l'chalek yatsas. This is a debate whether Havara that's mentioned in Parshas Vayakel, right? Lo sevaru eish b'chol moshe v'seichem b'yom ha-shabbos. There's a big debate whether or not that is, second, in order to establish that every av malacha is independent and generates its own chatas, l'chalek yatzas, or whether it teaches you that havara is less of a violation than the other malachos, it's l'lav yatzas. That's the debate. So what does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva, as long as it's asur, it's asur, that we discussed already, Rashi, Two Days in Tosis, the Or Zeruah, Rabbeinu Chananel, etc. Okay, that we did last week, where we did the week before and a little last week. Then comes the third Shema Mina, that's what we're in the middle of, who Shema Mina lo aminan hoel v'chutra havar l'tzorech, chutra nami shelo l'tzorech. The Gemara says, if Rabbi Akiva was a believer in the principle of mitoch, then he wouldn't have found it inconceivable that there would be Bir Chametz, even Ayidei Sreifa, even if it's L'chalek Yatzas on Yom Tov. Why? Because that's what Mitoch is. Mitoch says that just like there's a Heter Ochol Nefesh, meaning you can kindle fire, right, in order to prepare food on Yom Tov. Right, that's one of the differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Like the Mishnah and Megillah says, that we discussed. Ain bein Shabbos liyontav ala ochol nefesh bilvad. But ochol nefesh is a legitimate difference. So, okay, burning chametz is not ochel nefesh. You're destroying the food. You're not eating it. You're not consuming it. But if you hold mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra shelo letzorech, what that means is, in the context of a malacha, which potentially is mutter mishum ochel nefesh, such a malacha, right, is also occasionally or often permissible, even in the absence of heter ochel nefesh. What are the parameters of that? That's a major debate. Rashi in Beitza, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, seems to say that any malacha associated with ochel nefesh is mutter, even below tzorech klal, as long as it's not tzorech chol or tzorech akum or something like that. Balitosis are of the opinion that you need what's called tzorech ktsas, some sort of urgency, you know, to do this. So that's what Tosa says here. Lo amrina mitoch, di amrina mitoch, shari. If you held the mitoch, even though this isn't heter ochel nefesh, it's l'shem mitzvahs tashbisu. Nonetheless, it would be mutter. Af agav debi'inan tzorech hayom ketzas. Even though it says Tosas, our, meaning our Bali Tosas, shita and kol hashas, beitza, shabbos, psachim, ksuvis, all over shas, chagiga, all over shas, is our shita is that mitoch only works when there's tzorech ketzas. So example, you know, in the debate in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about mitoch, like, can you carry a tinok or a Sefer Torah right on Yom Tov? Right? It's not l'shem ochel nefesh, but these are carrying, right, is often associated with ochel nefesh. So mitoch shutra l'tzorech, shutra shelo l'tzorech. What would be the l'tzorech? Oneg Yom Tov, things of that sort. So Tosfos here says also, interesting. We'll get back to that, see if everybody agrees. Tosa says, what the Gemara here says is, the third Shema Mina is, we don't believe in mitoch. Sounds like if we did believe in mitoch, Bir Chametz would be acceptable, even Besreifa, on Yom Tov. Where's the heter for that? In mitoch, you need Tzorach Ktsas. The answer is that the beer, the performing of the mitzvah, beer chametz, that would be considered tzorech tzas. Okay, so that's Tosas here. The difficulty with this particular Shema Minah is the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph, and that's what we began with last week, so just bear with me for another minute so we catch up. The Gemara says on Vav Amud Aleph, Amar Avira Marav, this is second line in the wide lines, the second of the wide lines, Hamotzi chametz bebeso. If a person encounters or he finds chametz in his home, be Yom Tov. In other words, on Yom Tov itself, he gets an unhappy surprise. It can happen, right? He finds a piece of chametz. So what does he do? Says the Gemara, kofa olav esakli. He covers it up, literally. He puts an object on top of it, so it's not visible. What's the point? Amarava imshal hekdeshu enotzarech. If the chametz is hekdesh, then it's sufficient, you know, for him just to ignore it. My taima mivdal bedili minei. But if it's not hekdesh, and the concern is he might eat it, so we say kofa olav esakli. If it's chametz of a non-Jew, so you put it behind a mechitza. The im shel hekdesh enotzarech maitama mivdal bedili inshi. People are very careful; they shy away from, you know, violating meila hekdesh. Okay, what's the takeaway from this Gemara? That if you find chametz on Pesach, right? On Yom Tov, all you can do is cover it up with a kli. Why? Why can't you burn it? The Gemara said previously, you can't burn it also. It's the same Gemara. No. The Gemara said previously, Shmamina, and the third Shmamina is that we don't hold Mitov Shehutu L'Tzorech, Hutu Shelo L'Tzorech. But we, Paskin, Mitov Shehutu L'Tzorech, Hutu Shelo L'Tzorech. So according to the previous Gemara, if you Paskin like Beis Hillel on Mitoch, you should be allowed to burn the chametz. Lest you say, this Gemara is Shelo Ali B'dei Hochasa. Check it out. The Rambam Paskins, this Gemara. Look at it for a minute in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Chametz Halacha Ches. We'll get back to it. In the Mar Makomos, look on page 4 in yours, right? L'fikach im lo bitol kodem sheish, says the Rambam, if there was no bitol prior to shashishis, I mean sheish shows sulamala matzah chametz shayadaita alav, and he found chametz even erev Pesach after chatzos b'haya belibo ushkacho b'shas habir, and he knew about it, but he lost track of it during the biur, below biur, and it didn't destroy that chametz. He didn't destroy it, and he didn't renounce it. Bitzel does not help you at this point, after she shows. Because technically, formally, legally, it's out of your rishus. The Torah treated it as if it's Breshuso, L'chaivo, Mishim Lo'irav L'imatzeh. Then he says, V'chaiv L'varo B'cholashim Tz'enu, V'imatzeh B'yomtev Kofal of Sakli, Ad La'erev U'mevaro, V'im Shal Hektash Enu Tzarech, L'chvas Kli, Shakol Parshim Yimenu. So basically, what is Rambam saying? Rambam is paskening the Gemara and Vavam Aleph. How does the Rambam paskin about Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and Bitoch? Of course he paskins like Beis Hillel. If you look in Hichos Yom Tov, right in the beginning, the Rambam paskins Bitoch, Shuach, L'Tzorach, L'Tzorach, L'Tzorach. So how can he paskin Kofal of a Sakli? Can't say it's based on the Gemara name with Beis, because he paskins Bitoch. According to the Rambam, why can't you burn the chametz? But it isn't the Rambam's fault. So that's a problem in the Gemara. Right? And it's not only the Rambam who paskins these two things. As far as I know, everybody does. Everybody paskins kofal v'sakli. And everybody paskins, you know, lahalacha like Beis Hillel. So the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, across the board. So this is what troubled a lot of Rishonim, and then later Mefarshim. There seems to be a stira between the Gemara and Vav Amud Aleph and the Gemara and Daf Amud Beis. Amud Beis says if you believe in Mitoch, you can burn the chametz and fulfill the mitzvah bir chametz even on Yom Tov. And Vav Amud Aleph says kofal of a sakli, implying that you cannot. And the question is, why not? What's going on? What's the difference? So we already noted that there are some technical answers to this question. Rashi, for example, Alatar, just to go back for a minute, says, in Achanami, if we were dealing with a potential or risk of Bayra by Matzei Doraisa, then there would be permission to burn the chametz on Pesach. However, says Rashi, we're dealing with a situation where there was already bittul. And since it was bittul, all that remains is a dindra banan. And the counterforce is the isra of tiltul, mukta. You can't pick it up and you can't move it. This is what Rashi says. Kofal of a sakli. We have it in the Mar Makomos here. Daha lo chazi l'taltule vafuke. It's not worthy of being transported. It's muktzah. Miu v'balira lo yavar. On the other hand, there's no Doraisa pressure of Balyiraya. Tabatle Belibe Meatmal, because he already did bitl on this comment. That's what Rashi's assuming. The only thing is that we're worried he might eat it. And therefore we need kvias kli. So Rashi basically says to the stira in Achanami, if there was a real counter pressure of Balyiraya, then in Achanami you'd burn the chametz even on Yontif. And I shouldn't say it even that way. I'll say it in a stronger way. In a situation where there was not yet bittul of this chametz, and therefore at stake is Bal Yerubah Yimatzeh, it seems according to Rashi, like if you find chametz on Pesach, you could burn it. Wow. Tosos, Ink Subis. Just look here again on page 3, I'm guessing. Tosis Ksuva Zion of an Aleph. Is that page 3?
Yeah, Zion Amud Aleph, Tosis is line 20.
Okay, it's page 3, line 20. Motze Chametz Betocho Bebe. This is part of a massive Tosis. I have Rachmanis on everybody. So I just took the relevant part. But it's a massive Tosing Suvis about Mitoch. Tosa says, Motze Chametz Mitoch Beso, if you encounter Chametz on Pesach, find it. Har Gemara. Tomrim Beper Kamad Pesachim. Har Gemara says, Kofalo Akli. Velo Sharin on the Sarfo, Mishum Mitoch. Apparently, you're not allowed to burn it on the basis of Mitoch. Hainu Mishum, the Asur Le Sarfo, Midrabana Mishum Mukta, the Asur Le Taltala. So Tosa says something a little different than Rashi. Tosa says that the reason that there's no Mitoch applies even when there is not Bittul. And at stake is a Din Doraisa Bayirah. But it's not because of a lack of justification from the perspective of Mitoch. It's because of the interfering Iser Tiltol. But it sounds like Rashi says that if it were a clash between Tiltol, right, and Balyiraya, which is Doraisa, Balyiraya would overcome. And it sounds like Tosis is saying that Himidu Divrayim Afila B'makom Iser Doraisa, that the Iser of Tiltol determines, ties your hands, even if a Doraisa is at stake. But the problem isn't Mitoch. Mitoch would have applied, if not for the Muktza. That's Tosas. Avalein Lomar, the Irikish Abitlu, says Tosas. Don't think that we're like Rashi in Psachim does, that we're talking about a case where there was Bittul, and therefore there's no Balyiraya. Why? Because to be called Makom Midrabana Mitzvah Lasarfo. Says Tosas, a very interesting thing. Tosas says, who says only Dinam Daraisa qualify for Mitoch? Even if Midaraisa there's no Balyiraya, there's still a mitzvah drabanan of Sreifa, and that would be enough for Mitoch. There's the habit Tzorech Hayom, the mitzvah drabanan Nami Sharin and Hechadika Lameira Mitoch. So actually, there are two interesting points of argument between Rashi and Tosas, right? And in a way, they're in opposite directions. Right, Tosis is machmir for the Isra of Tiltul Drabanan, even if it messes up a Doraisa. And Rashi says no. If the Doraisa overrides the Drabanan. And Tosis says no. The Din Drabanan will even be ma'akev Din Doraisa. That's argument number one. Argument number two is that Rashi seems to say that once we're only dealing with a bir drabanan, it's not going to qualify for mitoch. It's not enough of a tzorach. Whereas Tosa says, if not for the tiltul, even if there was already bittul and the beer was only drabanan, even then there would be justification for mitoch. All right? So in a way, in both Tosasin, in both issues rather, Tosas is buttressing the status of a dine drabanan, in one case the mitzvah drabanan, in another case the isra of muktza, and Rashi saying, well, everything depends on Doraisa versus drabanan. Right? Interesting argument between Rashi and Tosas. Interesting to, you know, follow up and see if, you know, that argument, you know, consistently plays out in other areas of Shas. Right? Both in terms of drabanan being ma'akev d'oraisa, as well as drabanan considered to be sufficient tzorech, right, for mitok. Okay. But what they both have in common is they both agree that all things being equal, mitoch would apply to kofal of a kli, if not for muktza. Okay? Ah. On the other hand, this is to be sharply contrasted with the view of the Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava, this is going to be on page 2. What line are we talking about?
We are talking about line 5.
Okay. So this is a very fascinating Maram Chalava. He rereads the Gemara in Ayamud Beis. And he says the following. Some people interpret the Hachib Shabitlu, the Sulo Avar Babai Rabbi Matze, of course, referring to Rashi. We're talking about a case where there was already Bittul, therefore there's no Bayi Raya. The only thing we're worried about is that somebody might accidentally eat the chametz, you know, forget himself, and therefore kvias kli is enough. Avakashalo bitlo, when bayirah is at stake, kivadikim shim bayirah, sarifle, it would be appropriate to burn the chametz and fulfill the mitzvah even on yantif itself. Whose shita is that? Rashi. Says Maram Chalava, v'lo mechuver li klal. I don't think it's correct. Tafilo lo bitlo nami. Even if there was no bitl, meaning there's bal yiroa, doraisa, mitzvah lasorfo, and there is therefore mitzvah doraisa lasorfo, still ein sorfin oso biyom tov. The kadshim yochichu. We can bring a proof from Kadshim. Typically, there's a requirement to burn Nosar. Nosar is the leftover of a korban, korban after its man. But you can't burn Nosar or other Kadshim which requires Sreifa on Yom Tov. Why don't you say Mitoch? The answer is there are some exceptions. That's not considered Tzorech Yantif. And therefore, just like Ein Sarf and Kutchim Biyamtav, Ein Mevarin as a Chametz Biyamtav. Except that are those exactly comparable? It's an interesting comparison. Not really, because Nosar and Srefas Trumatmeya and Srefas any other Kutchim are mitzvos, but they're not necessarily connected to the Yom Tov itself, right? You're not supposed to leave Nosar. But if we're talking about Sreifas Chametz, to say that Sreifas Chametz doesn't qualify for Mitoch, it's not enough Vetzorech, why not? It's a Kiyum in Chag HaMatzos itself. So it's a strange comparison. Let's continue. It also seems to be a stira, it seems to be against the Gemara and Hamad Beis. Why? Because the Gemara said on Hamad Beis that if Rabbi Akiva had held like Beis Hillel, that we say Mitoch, he also would have agreed you could burn chametz on Pesach. Isn't that exactly contradictory to the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph, where we do Paskin like Beis Hillel and we're saying no? So here's where the Maram Chalava came up with a radical read of the Gemara based on logic. It says the following. Rabbi Akiva Nami de Isla Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. Rabbi Akiva, who believes that you need to burn the chametz, Umitzel Sarfo, Omer Lael de Ein Sarfo B'Yom Tov. He also thinks that you can't burn it on Yom Tov. Hafal Gav de Mefarish Lael Tamad Rabbi Akiva de Lor Minim B'Tov Shut Avar Letzorach Chutra Shalom Letzorach. Ve'ilu Anan Kaimelon Kebeis Hilo de Isla B'Tochem Perakama de Beitza. It says, how can you bring a proof from Rabbi Akiva? Gemara says that the only reason Rabbi Akiva thinks you don't burn the chametz is because he doesn't believe in mitoch. Paskin's like Beis Shammai. But we paskin like Beis Hillel. So we should part company with Rabbi Akiva. Says Maram Chalava, mistabrily, it seems to me, logically, that he, Rabbi Akiva, lo poligadi don. The Gemara did not mean what it seemed to have said about Rabbi Akiva. Teheich, Efshar, Deshavik Beis Hillel ve'Avid kebeis Shammai. Did the Gemara really mean to say that Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in Mitoch ever? Meaning that he paskins like Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. Is that conceivable? Right? Ella, Achikamar, Rava. Shmamino de Beis Hillel, lo omri Mitoch, Ella, bedavar sheyesh tzarech hayom. What the Gemara meant to say was that Rabbi Akiva does not consider Bir Chametz to qualify as Tzorach Hayom. Not that he doesn't believe in the principle of Mitoch. He doesn't believe in this application, even though he does embrace Beit Hillel's Mitoch. Meaning, the Gemara in Ehud Beis and the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph are one single doctrine. There are a doctrine that states Biur Chametz is not Tzorech Hayom Legabe Mitoch. Kedetan Asa Beis Shammai Yom Reim Motzin Sakatan V'lo Es Alulav V'lo Es Sefer Torah L'Rab Shus HaRabim Beis Hillel Matir. Reading the Gemara, Tautzos Avanim Kulam V'lo Pligi De'asur, meaning are some things that even Mitoch doesn't permit. Mishim Deleis Behu Tzorech Hayom, because they're not considered to be Tzorech Hayom. The Alpha Gav Darminan Hassam Tony Tama Kami Rabbi Yochanan and Vashel Gid Biyom Tov Va'ochlo Loko Chamesh and Farish V'Ozol Amai Loko and Farish Chadam Shemavara from Rabbi Yochanan Latana Puktani Lebra Havara Eina Letzorech. The Alpha Gav the Osir Bachila Bana. The Gemara seems to say that Gid Anasha, if you're the Vashel Gid Anasha on Yom Tov, even though you can't eat from it, you can't get hana from it, that you still don't violate any Yisra Malacha. Shaini Hasam da Avara Miyashari Ula Tzorech Avidla El da Basar Hachi Iglai Le Yisura Mashen Kan Hacha da Avara Guru Gufa Asar Bana Bishol Gid Anashe. You know, if it wasn't Gid Anashe, you'd be cooking your food. So it's only what turns out that it's Gila Nasha that makes it Asr. But Bir Chametz is not L'Shem Achila, and it's not Tzorech Hayom. I'm not sure why, but we'll get to that. And therefore, it is prohibited Mirosh. So the Chiddush of the Maram Chalava is that he's not reading Rabbi Akiva Kipshuto, Shema Mina Rava Kipshuto. It's not that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the principle of Mitoch. Rabbi Akiva thinks that Bir Chametz is not a proper application of Mitoch. It's like Sreifas Nosar and Sreifas Kadshim, B'Yom Tov. And therefore, on Vav Amud Aleph, when we say Kofel of a Sakli, we're just repeating the same halacha. Namely, that even if you hold Mitoch, Sreifas Chametz does not qualify. That's the Chiddush of the Maram Chalav. However, then he goes on, by the way, to discuss the interesting discussion of Rashi and Tosos, Namely, what happens if there's an Isur of Muktza? Is that going to stand in the way of, is that going to be an obstacle to the Din Daraisa of Balyrabai Matzai, of Bir Chametz? Okay, that's the larger discussion of the continuation. I don't think we'll have time to get into that now, but it's a very interesting analysis. Now take a look at the Ritva for a different perspective. The Ritva on
just
page...
One question, Rebbe?
Sure.
So the understanding is that Sreifas Chametz wouldn't be considered Tzorech Hayom, even though the Yom... You're having to define Tzorech Hayom as strictly about an Oneg Yontiv, not even about a Mitzvah Hayom.
Correct. Even though it is Mitzvah Hayom. That's why I say it's not a good comparison to Nosar, at least not a compelling comparison to Nosar and Sreifas Kodshim, because they're not Mitzvah Hayom at all.
Right. This is absolutely, it just seems like it's Mitzvah Hayom. What's Ein Lachat Tzorech Hayom G'dolah Mizo? The mitzvahs of the day.
One would think.
Right.
So obviously what he thinks is that it's not enough to have Tzorech Hayom. You need Hanaas Hayom.
Hanaas Hayom. Okay.
You know, kind of an extension of actual, you know, Heter Ochol Nefesh. But we'll get back to that. So let me contrast all of these approaches. So far what we have is two opposite approaches and with some little nuances. In other words, Rashi, Psachim, Tosis, Psuvis are both saying fundamentally we would apply the principle of Mitoch to Bir Chametz, right? Whether it's the Gemara in Hamad Beis, if you paskin like Beis Hillel, or the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph, right? Or Matzah B'Yomtov, Kofal V'Sakli. That's Rashi and Tosis. They argue about other things. Fine. Then you have the Maram Chalava who's saying the Gemara in Hamad Beis is Lav Kipshuto. It doesn't mean that mitoch applies to bir chametz. It means the opposite. It means that bir chametz is not an exam, not an application of mitoch ever. And therefore the Gemara in Hamad Beis and Vav Amud Aleph are one and the same. They're both saying that mitoch is not, it's not adequate for mitoch that there be mitzvah sayom, or at least this kind of mitzvah anyway. It has to be something, you know, more along the lines we say is Hanoas Hayom or something like that. In between those two shitas, we find another very compelling shita, and that is a group of Rishonim who think that there's a fundamental difference between Hayomid Beis and Vavamid Aleph. And what is that based on? The following simple idea. The Gemara in Hayomid Beis is weighing how to interpret the pasuk Ach Biyom HaRishon Tashbis Asar Mi Batecha. Does it refer to Erev Yom Tov? Or does it refer to Yom Tov? Lahalacha, we paskin that it refers to Erev Yom Tov, Yom Yedalet. But the Gemara on Hayomid Aleph, Hayomid Beis, Rabbi Akiva in other words, is basically saying, what if? Like, what if this pasuk was literal? And it referred to Tesvav, the first day of Yom Tov. He's saying, well, would you be able to burn chametz on that day? So the simple reading, forget Maram Chalava for a moment, the simple reading of the Gemara is, if you hold mitoch, the answer is yes. And we, like Tosa says, because that's Tzorech Hayom. But what then do you do with the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph? Right? So again, according to Rashi Tosis, they're saying, because of Muktza, fine. Muktza is an external impediment, but in Achanami. Let's assume for the moment that that isn't the answer. Gemara doesn't say anything about Muktza or Tiltul or anything like that. But maybe you could say the following idea, and that is, there's a qualitative difference between the two cases and the analysis whether or not Sreifas Chametz B'Yom Tov is Tzorech Hayom or not. The Gemara in Hamad Beis, Rabbi Akiva, is what-ifing, right? They're considering the possibility that the Chiyuv, the Ikar Tchilas Chiyuv, a mitzvah, is on Yom Tov. But we don't paskin that way, and the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph doesn't paskin that way. That's in the aftermath of the maskana of the Gemara, that when is bir chametz ideally supposed to be accomplished? On Yom Yedaled. So what you might say is the following. The Gemara thought if you hold mitoch, then you'll be able to burn the chametz on Yom Tov. According to the view that that's the ikar tchilas zman hachiyuv. Because then ein lecha tzorach hayom gadol mizeh. The Torah said burn chametz on the 15th. So, you know, if that entails, you know, employing mitoch, so be it. But we pask in Yudalid, so when you want to, but your motzei chametz biyom tesvav. So now what are you doing? Or now what's the situation? On the one hand, you find yourself face to face with the unhappy threat of Bayir Bayimatze. And you want to do something about that. That seems like a tzorech. That's pressing. But on the other hand, what is the nature of that obligation? The answer is it's yesterday's obligation. It's the mitzvah you should have done 24 hours ago. Is yesterday's mitzvah today's tzorach hayom? Well, it'll eliminate the problem of bayiraya, right? But l'chatchila, you should have done it yesterday. Is it the same mitzvah? It just begins earlier and it's reason magdimen, but if you ignore it, it's the same mitzvah? Or is it always yesterday's mitzvah? That's an interesting question. Is it yesterday's mitzvah and kol shekein today's mitzvah? Or is it, you know, equal? Or is it always yesterday's mitzvah? Part of the hachana and the hechsher of getting ready for Pesach. Right? Maybe that gufa depends on whether the mitzvah of bir chametz is lifnei zmano or lachar zmano. The famous debate between Tosas, lachar zmano, and Rashi, Ramban, Rambam, Lifnei Zman. So it's a very interesting question, right? How do we understand the relationship between Bir Chametz, you know, on Yudalad, that's when L'chatchila it starts, but Matzah Chametz B'tesvav, how do we look at that? Kol Shekein? Less? Equal? And where do you draw the line in Bitoch? But either way, it is compelling to say that you can't bring a raya from Hayamud Beis to Vav Amud Aleph, because on Hayamud Beis we were considering, it's in the context of considering the possibility that the L'chatchila Ikar Mitzvah is actually on Yom Tov. Then you could say, Ein L'cha Tzorach Hayom, Tzorach Mitzvah Hayom, Godel Mizeh. So this is, I think, what the Ritva and what the Shoel and the Rajba and a little bit the Avnei Nezer, which I'm going to try to show you all three right now, have in mind. Each in their own way. So look at the Ritva for a minute. What do we say the number is for the Ritva?
Line 11.
11. On page 3.
Yeah.
Ritva says, Shema min alo amrin mitoch, shohut ravar l'tzorach, chutunam mishal l'tzorach. Kasavod shalol tzorach ochol nefesh, uhu tzorach yom tov. Kinebuchok masachet yom tov, ubekam aduchti v'dinu. Di lo lebeis hillel, kula malachos sharyum b'mitov. Okay. Vachinami is where the key line. He says here, kivan shehi mitzvah shezmana b'yom tov, since according to the Gemara in Eibud Beis, we're what-ifing, you know, we're considering what would it look like if the mitzvah, if Yom Rishon meant Yom Tov Rishon, and therefore the mitzvah Bir Chametz was on Yom Tov. So he says, Kivin Shehi mitzvah Shizmana B'Yom Tov, Chashiv L'Mishra B'Bitoch. Then it qualifies for the Heter of Mitoch. The Have Kelulav Latzes Be'Vasefer Sefer Torah Likros Bo. It's no different than lulav, which is a mitzvah bayom, or carrying a sefer Torah to fulfill kriyas haTorah on the day of Yom Tov. biu. However, hasha de kaimla de biur biyudalid. Since we paskin, after we finish the what if scenario, that the real mitzvah is yom yudalid, hecha de avar v'lo bitol, if he didn't do the bitol and he didn't take care of it on yudalid, v'lo badak, ein lo lasar for biyom tov, then you can't do it the next day. The kivde giya hamitzvah kodem, since it's yesterday's mitzvah, have a kamila shalom bezmana. Sheina docha yom tov. Interesting comparison, right? A mila bezmana is docha Shabbos. A mila shalom bezmana is not even docha yom tov, because yesterday's mitzvah or some other day's mitzvah. So what he's saying is, if you hold that the mitzvah is yudalid, but you just found it, you forgot about it, it's still yesterday's mitzvah, not today's. That's not mitoch. The chenu beferish Yerushalmi Shabbos. The cheni tzata lifnei mori arav. That means the ra'ah. The harajba. He says the rajba agreed with him. Interesting. We'll see in a moment. The hoda ledvarai. The shalokadas rabim. So this is a minority view. Most people don't see it this way. Hilka kol kiyotze bazeh. Motziya kalach yad. Or al yidei goy. The Sharina Leishwistra Banan Shalayavra love says you can't burn it because it's yesterday's mitzvah. But what are you going to do about it? You can't just leave it there and violate Bayiraya. So he says, you know, carry it out, Kalachayad, or Ayyade Goy. Right? So you won't violate the Raisa Drabanan. The Sharina Leishwistra Banan Shalayavra. Belosogi Hacheshi Chapel of Sakli. The kfiyas kli is not enough. Could it come on? Dahu lemi shabito v'chein hor rabosai. So the Shoal and the Rajba had a similar idea, although he formulates it a little bit differently. But this is a stupendous chiluk. Basically, the same issue comes up: is bir chametz mitoch or not? So we have some rishonim who say yes, always, and then we have Maram Chalava who says, no, never. And then we have the Ritva who says, it depends. According to the Gemara that thought, or that was considering, that maybe the mitzvah is Yom Tov, according to that Gemara, it's Tzorach Hayom. But according to our Psak, which is what the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph is, that says that the real day of the mitzvah is Yodalid, it's like Mila Shalom Bezmana. That's not today's mitzvah, it's yesterday's mitzvah. The truth is there's a double issue here. One is the issue of mitoch. What does it take to be matir mitoch? And the other, of course, is the assessment of the relationship between bir chametz and yom yadalid, if that's where it begins, and yom tov. Is it kolshkein? Is it the same? Is it only yadalid? Very interesting issue. So you find the same thing played out in the Rajba, except either the Ritva says his Rabbeim, meaning the Ra'ah and the Rajba, agreed with him. But we see from the Tshuvas Rajba that it's not really true. I don't know if he changed his mind about the Rajba. I'm sure the Ra'ah agreed with him. Anyways, let's look at the Tshuvas Rajba for a minute. Sha'alta Od, everybody here with me? What number is this? 24. Chelek Aleph Simon Ayin Aleph. Very interesting tshuva. Sha'alta Od. Hamotzi Chametz B'Yom Tov. Konim Shebitlo. Our Gemara, according to some. You encounter Chametz on Pesach, and it's prior, you didn't do Bitl on it. So at stake is the Daraisa by Rabbi Matzeh. Ma'u l'sarfo b'yom tov, k'dei sh'lo yavar lav, is he allowed to burn it to solve the problem? Mi amrina mitzok sh'utra avar l'tzorech 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 u'bevad tzorech yom tov v'hatzorech yom tov hu. Why don't we, should we apply the principle of mitoch, since burning chametz on Yom Tov is considered tzorach hayom, shrei mitzvah l'sarfo, olo. Umatzinu l'chacham agadol Rabbi Yitzchak, shekasa v'peirushav shesarfin also. Okay, the chacham agadol Rabbi Yitzchak says you do burn it. Okay? Banan, sayinan le, who's the chacham agadol Rabbi Yitzchak, by the way? Here? Probably Rashi. Rashi says if it was before bit, if there was no bittul, and there was bali rabbi imate, that you would burn it. It's only the Gemara's case of kofal avasakli is a case where there was bittul, so there's no daraisa stake. Okay, banan sayino lemiha damrinan beperikam of the psachim, and the support for Rashi that what that bir chametz constitutes a legitimate mitoch comes to the Gemara earlier in Hamad Beis, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ein Atzarech. Harei Omer, Ach B'Yom HaRishon, Matzin Avar Shiyab Malacha, Parmina La Shema Mina Rabbi Akiva Tlas, Shema Mina Lo Amrina Mitoch Shuto Latzarech, Hucha Avar Shalo Latzarech. Alma, Laman, the Savar, Amrina Mitoch. What's the implication? That if you hold like Beis Hillel, and you believe in mitoch, Sarfino Lebi Yom Tov. So, see what's happening here? The Rajba, or the Shoal and the Rajba, is being a proof from Hamad Beis that in a situation of Vava Med Aleph, meaning you're supposed to burn it on Yadalad, you found it on Tesvav, still you can burn it. It's still Mitoch. Miu, Kashale Bahachraya, says it's not such a simple proof. The Dilma Hasam, the Kishtim Salomar Shazman Srefasa Biyomtov, Kidikomar Hasam. Right? Exactly what the Ritva later said, which is, Hayamid Beis says, seems to say, if you believe in Mitoch, you can burn Chametz on Pesach. That's because Hayamid Beis is in the what if world of that being the Ikar Tchilas. Therefore, qualitatively, right, it qualifies as Torah Hayom. Aval Hashta Dizmano be Yadalid, but we paskin in the Maskana of that Gemara that really Yom Rishon means Yadalid, the Kulam Alo Safino Lebi Yom Tov. Then you can't burn it on Yom Tov because it's not comparable anymore. The Havale Kedavar Shefshar Lasoso Me'er of Yom Tov. Interesting. Interesting use of phrase because it's kind of a very makshirei ochol nefesh, you know, kind of a phrase. Some people think mitoch or heter ochol nefesh, but I don't want to get into that famous argument between Rashi and Tosas in Beitza, but on Chaf Gimel, I believe. So basically, what is the Shoel saying here? It's a different form of the Ritva's argument. He's saying you can't compare Hamad Beis and Vava Med Aleph. The world of Hamad Beis is a world in which the ideal mitzvah of Sreifas Chametz is on Yom Tov, and therefore that's mitoch. It's a timely mitzvah. You're not exploiting Yom Tov to do yesterday's job. I don't mean exploit in the sense of you know, a choice. We're talking about a case of Anus even, but well, you could have been Mechalik in that too. But the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph is in the worldview that we accept La Halacha, that's not the Tchila Zman Achiyuv, and therefore there's no Mitoch. Odilma Kol Shemitzvah Kazeh Lo Amrinan Bei Kivin Devshel Asosim Erev Yantav. Says maybe mitzvah like this, right? Meaning what? Yesterday was the appropriate time, but there's still a benefit to neutralize by Rabbi Matze. Is that enough for Mitoch? Even though it's not quite what there was yesterday? And it goes to the question that I asked before. If it starts yesterday, so Kol Shekein today on Yom Tov, or it's a Hachana V'Hechsher mitzvah and you blew it, you squandered that opportunity. That train already left. Or are they equal? Once it starts, it just continues. You could argue either three, any of the three, I shouldn't say either three, any of the three options. Misvarav, logically. But it really matters in the application of mitoch. You can say, well, if it's mitoch, you know, if it's mitzvah yesterday, it's certainly mitzvah today. Word. Equal. No. First day up, and the ritva, less. Okay? Anyways, what's curious is that the Rajba didn't go for it. I think it's an amazing svara. And the ritva thought the Rajba went for it too. But in the tshuva, the Rajba, he doesn't go for it. Tshuva Masha Kosav, Mori HaChacham HaGadol Rabbi Yitzchak, the Perush of MS. He's saying, you know, Rashi's right. Varaya Shevesa V'dachisa HaMS Amarta B'dchiyasa Aval HaDavar MS. This is so interesting. The Rajba says, I like the Svara. Maybe this is what the Ritva meant. You know, that the Rajba complimented him on the Svara. The Rajba says, I hear it. It's good lumdus. Right? But lahalacha, there's still a heter mitoch. So that's what I was saying before. You know, maybe it can't bring a proof from Hamad Beis to Vav Amud Aleph. Because maybe we acknowledge, right, that there's even a more obvious heter on Hamad Beis. But that doesn't yet preclude Rashi also being right on Vav Amud Aleph. You know, so there's 100% Torah Hayom, let's say, on Hamad Beis. And maybe there's only 50%. I'm making up the numbers, you know, on Vav Amud Aleph. But who's to say 50% isn't still Torah Hayom? That's what the Rajba is saying, remarkably. Right? He says, Haraya Shevesa V'dachisa HaMS Amarta B'dchiyasa. The distinction between Hayamud Beis and Vav Amud Aleph is correct, logically. Aval Hadavar MS. But Rashi's still right in the facts, in the Psak. Aval Bishi Yira Miloshan Rashi Sheinu Mutar L'Sarfa L'Kula Alma. Even though it sounds like from Rashi, Shakach Chasav Sham, Kabi Osud Rabbi Kiva, Sharma Shmamina, En Birchomet L'Sarfa V'Yalef L'Minosar. Diash Basasa Bechol Davar, Svirulei, Lukma Biyonta Vivarenu, Bidavrachev Yachilenu Laklavim, Almadavka Lachilu Laklavim. Sounds like, you know, you can feed it to the dogs, Alasarfalo, Valesa, Elahuadin Besrefa. Even if it was Srefa, you'd be able, right, to burn it on Yontif. Okay. I'm going to skip a little bit. Skip two lines. He addresses the question. He says, I bet you're not allowed to burn Kadshim and no sar on Yom Tov. I'm skipping two more lines. That's a different point. Okay. Basically, what he says is you can't compare even a later Bir Chametz, even a day late Bir Chametz, is superior to Sreifas Kadshim and Sreifas Nosar Biyontov. Okay. So it comes out that Halacha Lamaisa, the Rajba is like Rashi. Even though conceptually he agrees that the chiluk of the Ritva is a good one. So it's interesting, again, what about the Rambam? So I mentioned before that the Rambam paskins kofel of asakli, and the Rambam paskins mitoch. And the Rambam here says in Per Gimel Lachaches, look on page 4, right? The im matzo biyomtov kofal of a kli ad la erev umavaro. So the Nosa Kalim have a, have a nice time with the Rambam. I'll say, well, why can't he just get rid of it? Why can't he do Bir Chametz? So mostly it's the same question that we're asking in the Gemara, except again, it's heightened by the fact that the Rambam clearly paskins mitoch. And if you look at the Nosei Kalim, the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, the standard Mefarshin, they say, oh, maybe the Rambam holds it's Mukta, maybe there's Bittel already, etc. This is a common phenomenon. You know, the Mefarshim writing on the Rambam are already very familiar, you know, with the Shaklavataria of other Rishonim. You know, and they sometimes impose that on the Rambam, understandably, and sometimes correctly. But all I want to just add is that there are two issues. Number one, there's no hint anywhere in the Rambam that this has anything to do with Tiltul, that this is limited, that this is only in a case where there already was Bittul. The Pashtos has nothing to do with Tiltul, and it applies bein bikvar bitlo, bein lo bitlo. The Rambam's writing a code. If he doesn't qualify, you know, and make these distinctions, then we have no right to assume that they are, you know, different. Moreover, there's another interesting twist in the Rambam. And that is, the Rambam doesn't paskin that you need Sreifa. The Rambam at the end of Perek Gimel, Hilchos Chametz, as I mentioned before, paskins like the Chachamim that Hashposasa b'chol davar. Since that's true, you just wonder, according to the Rambam, right? Well, even more so, not only is there mitoch, but you don't even need to do sreifa. It sounds like maybe there's even a kind of an achshave going on, meaning, even though Bir Chametz doesn't require Sreifa, you know, the chalos of Bir Chametz is in a kind of almost like a malacha or an iser b'Yom Tov, because it's Yom Tov. The opposite. In other words, Rashi thinks that you could even burn it if you had to on Yom Tov, if Bal Yiro was at stake. And Tosus thinks that also, Ilav Muktzah. And the Rambam thinks, even though there's no need for Sreifa, right, the idea of doing Bir Chametz on Yom Tov in whatever form is inconsistent with Kedushas Yom Tov. A very remarkable shita. Aye, the Gemara says for Rabbi Akiva, if you held me to again, that's because the Gemara is talking about, you know, the world view that the Ikar Mitzvah is B'Yom Tov. That's a different story. If the Ikar Mitzvah is B'Yom Tov, it's not a violation of Yom Tov. But if the Ikar Mitzvah is Erev Yom Tov, maybe even if it's Hashpasasa B'Chol Davar, it shouldn't be done on Yom Tov. That's the Rambam. I wanted to finish off, it's a little late, another kind of expression or manifestation of this. And that's in the Tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, here in Orach Chaim Siman Shin Lamed Hei, it talks exactly about this problem. Hamotzei Chametz B'Yom Tov. But he starts off by noting another machlokas. He says something like this. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just tell you the basic crux of it. He notes that there's another machlok. This he tells the machlok is between the tour and the Balei Tosis about this question of whether you fundamentally could burn, you know, chametz on Yom Tov or not. I'll just read the beginning. Perakamar of Yira Motzi Chametz Pebeso Biyontiv Kofel of Asakli Ubetur Arachayim. Okay. Tur says, on Yom Tov, you can't do it. Velomi boyim bitlo. She ain't kan isu daraisa b'shiyasa b'shita sheni yochal etaltalo. Elafilu lo bitlo, right? Even if it's bal yirah sheish bo yisad arayis, afilu hake lo yotzien. Kivin sheni yachal avaro kedino, tani b'sreifa lo abiyuda. So it sounds like the Torah says that fundamentally, you're not allowed to do biyur chametz biyom tov. Even if bal yirah is at stake, it's not mitoch. Mevuar, dimlo bitlo, ein isar machmas atiltol, rak machmas havara, shehu malacha. Sounds like the problem is you just can't burn. You're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. On the other hand, the Bali Tosas and Ksuvis, which we read, Bidasa Tosas Ksuvis, Lehefach, the Enis are Mishum Malacha, the Amrinim Mitoch, Afilu Bitlo. Tosas says it would be Mitoch even if it was only in the Anisa Drabana. The problem is only a problem of Tiltu, says the Avni Nezer, an interesting formulation in its own right. The Tema, Hech Yachlo Katur Ala Tosas, Ubisvara hafucha. How could they be so different from each other? It's like a curious question. Like, how could two people learn the same sugya and come to two such opposite conclusions? That's what bothers him. So he says a very interesting thing. Benira the shorish machloksam. And then he goes on to explain that in his view, there's another machlokas between Tur and Tosas. Tosas, in the beginning of Kol Shah, says that if you have chametz she'ena yodua, you don't violate Bayra Bayimatze until you know about it. So let's say there was chametz in your possession, you weren't aware of it, right? And then on Yom Tov, you became aware of it. You're only in violation starting from Yom Tov. But starting from when you know about it, in other words. But let's say yesterday after Chatzos until now when you found out about it, there's no violation. Okay? That's the view of Bali Tosas. The Tur disagrees. Tur says you're shogeg, you might be ones, but in the end of the day, just because you don't know that there's chametz in your rishus, right, doesn't mean that you're not responsible for it or that you don't violate for it. So the Bali Rav begins on Yom Yadalit at Chatzos, or the Isar Shehi, I should say. Says the Avnei Nezer, an amazing thing. Look here. Ubazen Nevar Machlok Samkan. This is six lines up from the bottom of the page, and we'll conclude in one more minute. It says, Bazen Nevar Machlok Samkan. Dine Rashi B'Shabbos, Gabi Mila Shalob Ezmana, Eina Docha Yom Tov,
I think you could argue with it, but I think it's very fascinating. It's based on the same yisod that we developed in the Ritva and in the Shoel of the Rajba. Namely, we will apply the din of mitoch for mitzvah hayom or tzorech hayom, but not for tzorech of yesterday. And therefore, the question is, what determines whether what you're doing now, especially if Bal Yirah is on the docket, is yesterday's or today's action? Is it a Maisa Chol or a Maisa Yom Tov? So before we were saying that depends when the initial Chiyuv really is, when the ideal Chiyuv really is. That's how we explain the difference between Hamad Beis and Bav Manav. The Avnei Nezer has a slightly different wrinkle. He says it depends on the following. If you hold, like he thinks the Tur holds, that you violate Bayira, even B'chametz Sheni Yadua, so when did you start violating? On Yom Yadalad. So now, when you have the potential to end that violation, you're ending a violation that is associated with yesterday. That's why the Tur says, under no conditions will there be Mitoch, because it's yesterday's Isar. He says, but Tosus thinks that when you have chametz eni yadua, as long as it's eni yadua, you don't violate. when do you violate? Only when it becomes known to you. When did it become known to you in this case? Only on Yom Tov. So it's a Bal Yirah that begins on Yom Tov, not a Bal Yirah, or an Isur Shehiyah that begins on Yom Tov, not one that began yesterday. That's, oh, that's Tzorech Yom Tov. If it's Tzorech Yom Tov, there's Mitoch. Of course, the Chiddush here is to suggest that when befoal you actually begin to violate is what dictates whether it's Maisa Shalayom or Maisa Shalmachar, as opposed to when the Chiyuv is. So let me just leave you with two other thoughts as we conclude. Two things. Is it a coincidence? Maybe the Rambam holds this way as well, like the Ritva and so on. And particularly the Rambam. Because as we noted, the Rambam strongly feels that fundamentally the mitzvah bir chametz is a mitzvah kodem zman isuro. And maybe what that means is not only also kodem zman isuro, right? But maybe fundamentally it's a mitzvah of achana v'hechsher. And if that's the case, moreover, according to the Rambam, as we discussed, there's no kiyum b'cheftza, because it's not sreifa. So it's yesterday's mitzvah. There's no kiyum b'cheftza, right? It's more of a passive avera, kind of to make sure, right? The Minchas Chinuch thinks that if you hold like the chacham, b'sasa b'chol davar, you're more likely to think it's a lifnei zmano isuro. It's a hechsher v'hachana kind of a din. Certainly, as Reb Chaim would say, there's no kiyum b'cheftza. There's no maisa. You have to ensure that there's no chametz around. That was yesterday's job. So again, that's why, maybe, it doesn't matter for the Rambam, there was bittul, there was no bittul. And it doesn't matter that we don't even paskin ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. We paskin hashasa b'chol davar. For him, either way, this is yesterday's action. That's point number one I wanted to make. Point number two, the following point. There's a huge debate among the Rishonim about bedikas chametz. When do you make a bracha, when not? Of course, ideally you make a bracha on the night of Yudalid. Maybe we'll speak about this next week. If you do bedikas chametz earlier than Shloshim Yom is a debate between the Ra'ah and the Ritva. Within Shloshim Yom, at least some of the Rishonim, the Ritva at least, thinks you make a bracha. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha la'achar Pesach, the Maram Chalava disagree. There's a huge debate when you don't make brachas. But partially the question is, again, the question that we've been discussing, which is, this mostly it's about bedika, but certainly also about beer. If beer chametz is biyom yadalad, right, is it kol shekein biyom tov? Or is it this, you know, it begins then and it continues on Yom Tov? Or is it less acute on Yom Tov? So for example, with regard to the mitzvah of Tashbisa, the Shagas Aryeh and the Magen Avraham say, of course the mitzvah of bir chametz of Tashbisu applies to Yom Tov if you haven't addressed it. But the Nora Bihuda, if I remember correctly, in Madura Kama Simen Chav, says not true. It's the real mitzvah, the real chiyuv mitzvah, is Erev. That could affect issues like bracha, but it also could affect this question of, is it yesterday's, today's, or both mitzvah legabe mitoch. Okay. So we're going to stop here. I think next week we have two more weeks.
We have two more weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I think maybe we'll skip to the Gemara on Zion and Aleph, a bodek tzorek sheyivarech. That's an interesting sugya. Try to do what we can of that. Because we've done mostly the Bal Yirah, the other things till Zion we've pretty much done. There's a little more to say about Bal Yirah, but I think we'll skip to Zion. And I'll try to get you Mar Makomos.